Back inside this week with Dave Logan to preview this Week 11 game against the Rams because, frankly, it's cold outside and we have the chance to do it in here. We're allowed to stand here. We're going to do it in here. Yeah, but what I said, road game, third straight. Does that matter? Is it overplayed? Does it make a difference other than the inconvenience of not being able to wake up in your own bed on game day morning?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an advantage playing to home. I mean, I really do. NFL teams have to deal with 8 road games every single year. And the fact that this is a third straight road game, I think that's a difficult proposition. I think, frankly, I think the NFL ought not to have a team play 3 consecutive games on the road. I just think it's a bit unfair. That said, that's the way it is. The Broncos have to deal with it. And I think it's good coming off a road victory against the Raiders now. You can point to this game and say, listen, we have one more game in this 3-game stretch before we finally get a home game.
Broncos shuffled around the offensive line dramatically last week. Dave ran the ball for more than 110 yards. Peyton Manning was not sacked. What did you see with that new arrangement and how it might work here the rest of the year?
Yeah, the first game, it was interesting. I thought Peyton looked uneasy in the first half, frankly. I thought, there were people around his feet and he felt some pressure and the ball was coming out quickly, and I think they settled in a little bit in the second half and found some rhythm offensively. And to be honest about it, I think after one game, it's impossible to say whether that's the right formula up front for the Broncos. I mean, you've got 3 starters in 3 different positions. I mean, and Will Montgomery was not a starter. So I'm anxious to see how they play against St. Louis, a team that is really good up front, very good against the rush, and they've started to, in the last few games, generate a pass rush. Playing in a dome, it's going to be loud. I think this will be a real test for that Bronco offensive line. I'm anxious to see how they play.
Is this one of those games where you talk about offense, defense, and special teams, especially St. Louis, what they're capable of with Tavon Austin, but one of those you just say, hey, look, kind of like last week going into Oakland, let's make sure we take care of what we need to do, guys, get that win, move on to getting back home where it's an AFC opponent again.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake for this game. I mean, I know the Broncos won't admit this, and maybe, in fact, it's true, but Kansas City's hosting Seattle on Sunday as well. The Chiefs are one game behind the Broncos in the AFC West. That's a dangerous game for Kansas City. And so if the Broncos can find a way to win and Seattle could get a road victory, that's a 2-game lead in the AFC West, and Denver still has to go to Kansas City. So I think that you cannot overlook St. Louis, especially with Jeff Fisher as the head coach. I think he's one of the really good coaches in terms of getting his guys ready, even a team that you probably is not going to make the playoffs. I would think the effort on Sunday for the Rams will be stellar. So Denver has to go in, as you said, take care of business.
Yeah, you know, Coach Fox and Jeff Fisher, they're close. They're good friends. Coach Fisher, even though they're buddies, would love nothing more than to beat his buddy, John Fox, on Sunday. With Dave Logan, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching. And again, if you cannot catch the game on TV, 11 a.m. Denver time on Sunday and early morning, you can hear Dave call it with Ed McCaffrey on News Radio 850 KOA.